Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Okay, guys, you're about to listen to an absolutely stellar, iconic episode with Taylor. And before we dive in with her, I have to tell you, I have a very special announcement. You guys are going to lose your mind because I actually did something I said I was going to do. I told you to hold me accountable. I told you to push me because I was nervous, excited, all the things for this, and I just wanted to do it. So we're doing it, baby. On August 4th, probably a live show will be coming to you live, obviously, from City Winery in Nashville. Pack your bags, pack your girly pops, get on a plane, train, automobile, however you have to get here. Because everyone wants to go to Nashville anyway, so make an excuse. Make me your excuse. You can tell your people, I have to go. I have to get a nanny because I have to go see probably a live show at City Winery on August 4th. I am so pumped. You're going to have the best time. Tickets will be available for you to buy on June 9th. Don't let me down. Don't let my bag down. Guys, support your girl. Come to the live show. It's going to be so much fun. The things I already have dreaming up for you are just, it's good. It's going to be good. I'm so excited. Bye.
We were just singing the theme song. I would like us to go back to it. What was it?
Last night.
No, that's not the theme song.
What's the theme song?
Last night we let the liquor talk. No, we were singing Jersey Shore's theme song.
I've never watched Jersey Shore. I don't know their theme song.
What?
You and I were not. That wasn't me.
Taylor, you were singing, everyone who's on, do something crazy, get wild.
I didn't know that was Jersey Shore's theme song. I was just singing that because it was on my iPod back in 2001.
You didn't watch Jersey Shore. I was like, oh, this is so great. So we started this podcast and I told her, I was like, honestly, I don't know what to talk about. We talk every day, 24 hours a day. So I feel like we'll come up with something. But if I'm being really transparent with you guys, like I didn't plan for this one. Like I was like, Taylor, come on, we'll shoot the shit. It'll be fun. We'll talk. We're friends. People love us. But like, I really don't know what we're going to
talk about. I
gotta go. I gotta go. But then you started singing like, get wild, get wild.
Get crazy, get loud, let's party, get wild. No, I'm excited.
If you want to do, what is it?
It's get crazy, get wild, let's party, get loud. If you want to have fun, to
do something crazy.
Yeah.
It's the fucking Jersey Shore theme song.
Never
so
knew
I
that.
Was going to say, what a perfect segment. Not a segment anymore. I was going to say, like, did you guys do Jersey's?
Never heard of
me
it.
Me and my friends in high, Grayson, me and Drew, we went every Thursday. We would go to someone's house and we would watch Jersey Shore. Back us old folk, back before you could binge watch television shows on these streaming networks like Netflix, when you had to watch a show like every week, we would watch Jersey Shore, and it would be Jersey. We'd watch it every Thursday. You never watched Jersey Shore? You're the same age as me.
I know, but I wasn't trashy like you.
Oh my God, you should have been. It was so fun. You have always been cooler than me. like I for sure was like, let's put our hair inside ponies and wear a zebra and watch Jersey Shore. And you're like, we were breaking down the character complex of Pretty Little Liars.
Couldn't even have told you what network Jersey Shore was on.
MTV, duh. What was Pretty Little Liars on?
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, well, it sounds like you just have a bad memory.
Something classier.
Something classier than that. Do you remember when we decided to do reality TV and one thing that we were like hellbent on, which is so funny to think now, like, but transparently, I'm really overusing that word. Every once in a while, I'll just like get really fixated on a word. And right now, transparently is that. It's like my new version of like literally or like.
I've never heard you say that word. And
really?
I've been with you like every day this past month.
Perfect. I've got some more life in it. I'm not overusing it. Transparently, we were both very like fixated on say like the network that our show was on.
Well, duh.
Yeah, but like if you think about it now, what Bravo's fantastic.
Now.
Like honestly, there's so many networks that are like if you have a reality TV show that survives in general, who fucking cares what network
right.
you're on? Because people are gonna stream it. Like, it doesn't really matter. Bravo is incredible. At the time, I was like, we're on E. That's the only reason I'm doing reality TV show. It has nothing to do with the fact that I have nothing else going on in my life. And I'm, for the most part, making $0. And my parents are effectively cutting me off. But because we're on E, I guess I'll do it.
Yeah. I remember E was the kicker. But also, at the time, we did think that it was like, not to talk shit about the other networks, but I did think we were like,
I thought we were cooler than everyone.
Trashy.
I remember being like, Bravo is like,
too
Bravo
catty.
It's crazy because Bravo actually, truthfully, 100% Bravo is the superior network. If you're on a Bravo show, you've made it. Like,
you're,
it's
more
good.
Than likely on a successful show.
You're on a successful show. Bravo produces successful fucking shows. But for some reason, at the time, maybe the correlation with the Kardashians, which they aren't even on E anymore, at the time, like, I was like, we're going on E. This gives us some validation.
The Kardashians weren't on Bravo, were they?
No, they never have been. They were just, wait, have they? No, I don't think so. They were on E their whole life and then went to Hulu.
Right.
Which I actually talk about on this podcast. I love watching the Kardashians on Hulu. So,
yeah.
Nice little plug. But I mean, just remember thinking, like, wow, we've really done it. Look at us. We had nothing to do with it. It was 100% Kristen and the producers, but look at us doing it, being
look
on
at
E.
Us. Taking it to the top to E.
Well, one thing I wanted to discuss was we'll obviously probably reference 1,000 times your crunchy journey that you're on.
Why? We always do.
I mean, yeah, we do because you're so fucking crunchy. I was eating Pop Rocks the other day and she was like, this is what made me laugh because someone messaged me being like, this TikTok made me think of what you just posted the other day about eating Pop Rocks. Because immediately Taylor's like, what's in the Pop Rocks that makes them pop anyways? What chemical is that we're ingesting into our soul, mind, and body?
I said it just like that.
Just like that. And I was like, I don't know. Someone did tell me it's just like CO2, like oxygen, like freeze dried. And there's not really like chemicals involved in it. But anyways, I was like, I got this TikTok sent to me from this girl that was like, millennials wonder why we all have gut issues. And it was like this list of things that we were just presented as youth. Mm-hmm. And it was like edible lip gloss, like blush you can eat. It was like,
God, yeah. Fireworks. Fun dip.
Yeah, fun dip. Like, weird. Like, everything. They wanted us to eat everything. They're like, it's a pencil and you can also
eat it.
Blow bubbles with it. Like, what? Like, why do they want us to eat everything? Everything was edible. Everything was smelled to purpose and everything was a color. Like, remember purple ketchup?
Yes, green ketchup.
I begged my mom. And my mom was like, absolutely not. And sick. I was like, not for any reasons but health related. She was sick. Like, it's an extra 69 cents. No. We always talk about this.
Not the extra 69 cents. My mom would have never.
Never. Me and Taylor, we talk about this often, how we grew up in ingredient households. Mm-hmm. We were just saying, like, our moms are very similar, which checks out because they raised two girls that ended up being best friends.
Yeah.
And my mom and your mom don't live near each other. But if they did, I feel like they would vibe 100%. In a really toxic way. Never leave each other's side like we do. But I feel like we talk about this often, how like your mom would not. And if you guys are listening to this and you were one, car riders, two, your mom bought you like loads and loads of fucking fruit roll-ups, you're privileged, okay?
100%.
You guys are rich.
You're talking shit. You're throwing shade at me right now.
You were a car rider?
Absolutely. We did not ride the bus.
Privileged. I had this conversation with Anna Grace and she was like, James said to me the other day, you rode the bus. That is so funny. Like, what did you do? I was like, I don't know. Learned cuss words and what tampons and blowjobs were. It was horrible. It was really terrible. And I was the last one off. I would get dropped off at like 5 p.m.
Mm-mm.
Everyone that was like that little like grace period where your parents aren't off work yet and you're home from school and you just got to like watch Dawson's Creek and run amok. And eat whatever you wanted and fucking watch infomercials or I don't know, whatever you wanted to fucking do that was cool.
Destroy your gut.
Yeah, destroy your gut with edible lip gloss. Like, eat too much of it. Like, all those things you got to do, I didn't get to do because I didn't get dropped off till like 4:50 on my bus because I was the last one.
Mm-mm, waste of time.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
We
Sharon Kay, are you listening? I couldn't agree more.
Where I grew up, like, we didn't see school buses unless we were going on a field trip. And
what do you mean?
We did carpool. Like, our moms... or neighbors, whoever we carpooled with, would drive and pick us up and drop us off.
Everyone that carpooled had a day off?
Yeah, they switched days. So, like, my mom would do, like, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and my neighbor would do, like, Tuesdays and Thursdays.
None of them had, like, 9-to-5s?
No, a lot of them were stay-at-home moms.
Okay, well, then that checks out. You know what? Honestly, fuck all the hardworking moms that I went to school with because all of those fuckers, we were all on the bus.
I'm just kidding. Shout out to them.
Shout out to the hardworking moms that can't pick up your kids from school. We all learned about blowjobs way before our time. And you know what's so crazy? I remember thinking, like, I know what that is, but, like, you don't. Like, someone on the school bus told you what it was, but you're like, what the fuck?
A blowjob?
You know, like, kids are just talking about stuff. They probably didn't know. They're like, yeah, don't you know what a tampon is? I thought a tampon was like a sexual dirty thing.
Do you think you're hard because you rode the bus?
Fuck yeah, bitch.
Yeah. I learned about blowjobs just because they were happening in the bathroom at school in between classes.
Oh my God, scandalous.
I know. You didn't have to be hard to ride the school bus.
Technically. Sexually speaking. Just kidding. Okay, whatever. I still think you have car rider privilege. That's what I do. You have car rider privilege.
I carry that with me.
I'm carrying your love with me. I don't know a single person who isn't obsessed with Topgolf after they've tried it. If you haven't been, it's this like massive, stunning, cool venue that has so much more than just golf. It's an experience. So I've gone with like all my friends. I've taken my parents there. I've gone with my goddaughters. It's legit perfect for anyone. And I'm personally not super good at golf, but that's where it's fun because like it doesn't matter. I've gone with my friends before that are legit so good at golf. And sometimes I even beat them at games we've played. So they've got these huge light up targets that you try to hit into a massive fairway. And there's like a ton of different games that are associated with them. And another thing that I try to do is convince all my friends who are really good at golf, you know, those ones I mentioned, to come with me on Half Price Tuesday. It's so cool. Literally every Tuesday, gameplay is half off. So you get more play for less pay, baby. Some exclusions apply, but you can read all about that on their website. So I get them there for the Half Price gameplay. And then they help me with my swing, teach me more about golf and all that jazz. They got music pumping, amazing food and drinks that get delivered right to your bay. Get the pizza, trust me. And personally, my favorite part is even though it's technically outside, it's covered. And so in the winter, they got heaters to make it cozy. And in the summer, they've got fans to keep you cool because mama does not like to sweat. Oh, and shout out to my lefties because another reason that I never really played golf, or I guess why I was kind of like always intimidated, is because I don't actually have my own set of clubs. So it's rare that anyone else is left-handed and can let me borrow them, whatever. And Topgolf hooks it up with the lefty clubs. Actually, everyone gets to choose whatever club they want when they're there. So it's nice. You get to kind of just like play around with which whichever ones work for you. And I just genuinely have such a good time every time I'm there. Also, if there's someone in your life who wants to have fun but also cannot miss a game on TV, we all know the type, then don't worry. They have giant TVs everywhere. I'm telling you, the next time you don't know what to do with your friends, with your parents, or even with your kids, take them to Topgolf. It will not disappoint. Also, it's fun to try something new. I never thought that I'd be interested in golf, but Topgolf makes you forget that it's a serious sport and you just have fun with it. Listen, it's golf. It's not golf. It's Topgolf. Pro tip, by the way, download the app and book ahead of time to come play around on Half Price Tuesday or any other day. Okay, so I wrote this list of things that I really want to talk about, and they're going to be random, but here's things that I want us to discuss. First and foremost, I want you to brag about me for a second. I want you to tell the story about the time that you guys are married and you moved into the house you live in now, obviously on this street, and you just sold it. That's so crazy. Like, update, life update. We'll so get to weird. That. We'll do a little life update. But anyways, we at the time had these like wine subscriptions. I didn't really. I think you did. Mm-hmm. And it had gotten delivered to your old house.
I had gotten a text that my wine order was delivered and I had just moved out of the house like 6 or 7 days prior to that.
Yeah, it was recent.
Like, we were in the car out. And I was like, damn. And I was like, my wine order just got delivered to my old house. And you were like, bitch, go get it. And I was like, no, there's people living there already.
You could also tell the people that had moved in were just like the girls who'd move out. So Taylor lived there with like three girls that y'all mm-hmm. all like were from Alabama, like were just recently in college or just out of college. And it was very similar. The girls that moved in, you could see they still had their sorority stickers on their like cars.
Yeah, fresh out of college. Yeah, yeah. Or maybe even still in. I don't know.
Right. But probably still going to Belmont or something.
Basically like around my age, AKA somebody very excited to get a box of 8 bottles of wine.
Yeah. At that age, you're like, a box of wine just got delivered to my house.
For free?
Score.
Yeah. I'm not going to turn this in saying like, sorry, wrong address.
Right.
So I'm over here like, I'm not going to go get it. It is what it is. And you're like, bitch, no, go get that wine. You.
Now at the time, I'm probably like, yeah, it is what it is. But I was so broke. You were kind of broke.
A little unhinged. I was. And I loved it.
Not okay.
Anyway, I think you like dropped me off. Or I did. You we were, separated.
You were with our other friend.
And we were no longer together. And all of a sudden, I get a text from you like, what, an hour later?
Yeah.
And you were like, bitch. And then this picture comes in. It's you in your car holding my box of wine.
Shout out to the Chevy Equinox.
I was like, what did you just do? And you were like, I did it.
Secured the goods.
Secured the goods. I got it. And I go, you did not just go up to the house and get the wine. You're like, boy, do I have a story for you. Tell the story.
Because it actually wasn't like me. Because, you know, the whole thing was I was like, listen, I'm going to walk up and be like, hey, my wine got delivered. Do you mind handing it to me? And they're going to be like, oh, my God. Yeah, we were so hoping that someone would say that. Like,
yeah.
Gee willikers. Golly me. I didn't know that this was yours. Thank goodness we found the owner.
Not how it went at all.
No. The girl was like, to be fair, like, I'm sure, like, actually, I don't know. I think I would have done the gee willikers. Here's your wine thing. She was like, hi. I was like, hi. So, and I pretended to be you. I was like, hi, I just moved out. And I think my wine got delivered to your house. And she was like, no. And it's wine. So like it had to, in the state of Tennessee, like it has to be signed for.
Right.
And actually when you got the notification, it said it was signed for and an ID was presented,
yes.
Which obviously I'm sure the FedEx driver wasn't like checking the name to the ID or whatever.
Right.
And I was like, so I know that whoever signed for it, like got it. And it had been delivered, like we said, like very recently. You had just gotten the text.
Within like 2 hours.
Yeah. So I like go. I obviously see the girl that signed for it. And I'm like, hi. I'm like, I think my wine just got delivered to your house. And I just used to live here. And she was like, yeah, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, oh, really? And I was like, it's like, it would have been like a big box, probably pretty heavy. Might have like
rectangle, like
glass bottles sounding like it's from this like company. I like said the company.
You definitely weren't expecting it.
Yeah, like, you know, you would have, and I did say this, I was like, you would have had to show your ID. I got a text saying you showed your ID. And then this one, I'm like, she can't say anything else. And she's like, maybe my, because I'm like, someone signed for it. It says they showed their ID and it was signed for it. And she right. was like, yeah, I live here with four girls. So like, maybe someone else signed for it, but I don't have anything. And I was like, okay, there was only, again, my investigative nature. There's only one car in the driveway and there's only one girl at the door. And I'm like, okay. So I literally, for whatever reason, I wasn't like looking around her house. She had just like cracked the door open. But I don't mean to call her an idiot. She's not an idiot. But like the box of wine was right to the corner of the door.
So apparently sitting right there.
It was at the door. And I literally go like this. I go, oh, no worries. It's right there. It's right there. And she was like so caught. And you know what? If she could have really spun it, like, good for her for not being such a good liar, but like, because that means she probably doesn't lie very often, but like, she really could have easily been like, oh, I guess one of my roommates did sign for it.
Right.
And she just looked down and goes, oh, that's what that was. And I'm like, yep. The box of wine that the guy said you had to sign for because you had to be 21 and you showed him your ID. Yep.
For the wines you didn't order.
That's it. And she goes, oh, but I will say, even still, she was just like, oh, I didn't. And I just go, I'll grab it. And I just grabbed the wine. And
reached,
I was like,
in the house that was no longer mine.
The story doesn't seem that crazy. And maybe people are just more unhinged and TikTok and people have way crazier stories than this. But I don't know how to explain it. In the moment, I felt like an absolute vigilante. Like, I was like,
you
this
were.
Is the craziest thing I've ever done. I'm a pirate.
I was absolutely like, not going to knock on the door to get my wine that I paid for at my old house that I lived in 6 nights before that.
6 nights, literally. And then I just reached in and grabbed it. And then I was like, bye. And she was like, bye. And
yeah.
Then I left and I was like, ha, got it.
I mean, I could not believe, I tell that story so often still to this day. I could not believe that you did that. When I'm like raving about you as a person, people, I tell them that story.
Wow. Actually, Taylor's had
a warrior.
Taylor's had a lot of shit talkers about me recently. I'm sure probably your whole life that she's been friends with me, but lately she's really been having to go to bat for me, which is kind of nice in a weird way, because every time it happens, she obviously tells me because we tell each other everything. And then it just like ensues with her, you giving me a bunch of compliments about me, which I really love. But lately, people have been like, that Shannon, you really got to distance yourself.
People cannot imagine. Get past the fact that you could be possibly a decent human being. It baffles me. And then they'll say it to my face, too. They'll be like, do you think she brings out the best in you? I just worry that she doesn't bring out the best in you.
That
you
is
think
the
you
craziest
trust
part.
Her? I'm like,
that is the craziest part. They're saying it to your face. They're not talking behind your back. They are just straight up concerned.
I know.
Like, you know when you're actually concerned, so you don't talk shit about someone's behind your back, so you actually go to them and you're like, I want to sit you down. It's like they're having a Shannon intervention. Mm-hmm. Do you guys think I'm unhealthy for her? Be honest. I probably am, but like, you're having a great time. You know what I mean? Like, it's been fun. Even if this is really unhealthy, we're having a great time.
Super toxic.
It's a toxic. No, we do not have a toxic friendship
no.
at all.
It's so weird people say that shit to me.
That's kind of sad. It's because you are a lot more, as far as like doors are concerned, you are on the hinge and I am unhinged. But like, that's fun. You guys should all have one unhinged friend in your life, and you're lucky if she's your best friend.
Yeah. Let's talk about words and phrases that come and go that you get fixated on.
Unhinged.
Unhinged.
I know.
I think you say the other word a lot. What is it?
Transparently.
Yeah, transparently.
What a weird thing.
But Recently, we go through these phases of like phrases that we'll say nonstop, and when we're together, it's really bad. When Anna Grace lived here, it was also really
bad.
It was all three of us.
Ping,
ping, ping, ping. But we were out the other day, and I had to stop us. Like, I literally was like, I'm going to punch both of us in the face if we don't shut up. We would keep being like, the way that I blank. The way that
yes.
I blank.
That's a new thing we're really fixated on.
I got to work on
it. We both were like,
transparently, we got to work on
transparently,
it.
I think it was it's a phrase that's going around right now where it's like the way that I literally, and it's like people start a sentence with the way that, and Taylor said something with that, I said it, and then it was like six sentences in a row where we were like, the way that, and Taylor goes, I'm going to murder both of us if we say that one more time. But what's another we've been doing? I think I stole from Claudia the literally, like I can't stop saying literally with like a deep inflection in my jugular. Like, you'll be like, gosh, it's hot outside. I'm like, literally.
It's no, really you do weird. That one more than me.
I do that one more than you, yeah. Well, we'll try to stop saying unhinged. I used to say not well a lot.
Not well.
Like, I am not well. Unwell. Not well. That was it. Yeah, I think they're just trends.
They
I think
are trends.
People are saying unhinged.
It's just like the whole I can't or can't or I can't even.
Or I'm literally dead. Like, that's, yeah that's another one that I feel like
there was another one that I'm blanking on.
Grown out of a little bit.
It was when Anna Grace was here, and it was real bad. It was one of the ones that I had to stop hanging out with you guys for a minute.
I thought you just said kids. She's like, no, those old things.
It was because of the phrases you were saying.
Those old things. No, you guys just kept saying this one word I really didn't like. Guys, when you have someone in your life who is on their crunchy journey, like I do with Taylor as best friend, honestly, sometimes it has its perks because she has gotten me to be so much more aware of and honestly interested in clean products, especially the products that I am putting right on my face. I know you'll have had to have seen the absolute viral Ilia Beauty Super Serum Skin Tint. I feel like I cannot scroll on TikTok without seeing the iconic bottle, the dropper, and all the influencers who are using it, myself included, okay? Because I stay being an influencer who is influenced. As y'all know, I am the consumer. But Ilia Beauty is just the OG of clean, thoughtfully formulated products. It's also makeup that has active levels of skincare in it. So the makeup is actually improving your skin over time. Personally, I have the world's driest skin, like you could literally fry an egg on it, and their products are super hydrating, which I love. Makes my skin feel alive. Another thing about me, I'm ginger, and I absolutely am gonna need SPF on my face at all times. But even if you're not a redhead, we all need to be protecting our face from the sun. I love that the Super Serum Skin Tint has SPF 40 in it, especially now that it's getting warmer out. Also, it comes in 30 shades, so you are bound to find exactly what you need. And if you're confused with the shade matching process like I was, then one of the best parts about Ilia Beauty is that you can submit a selfie on their website and a real human will shade match you. And they have a 96% success rate. They have thousands of They have thousands of five-star reviews, so it is tried and true, baby. Just head to iliabeauty.com and use code PROBABLY at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. That's iliabeauty.com and use code PROBABLY for 15% off your first order. Do you know what I was also thinking about? The difference in our explore pages that we talk about often. Taylor, obviously on your crunchy journey, like,
can I turn my phone off or else my phone's gonna listen? I'm gonna get ads for
Yeah, 100%. I actually, whenever I went on my tangent about all the ants and wasps in my house the other day, which are like literally six more days left in this house, can't wait, everyone was like being like, bitch, I watched your stories and my next ad on Instagram was for Orkin. Like, it was like bug extermination.
Oh, that's amazing.
Orkin, not to be confused with Oracle. We've made that mistake before. So the difference in my explore page, like I send Taylor like really funny, like absurd things that are like, I'm literally dead, LOL, like unhinged. And it's like funny, like me and my friend when we're drunk and we come home and Taylor's like sending me pictures of like a monkey having a lion via water birth. And I'm like, what in the fuck? How did that even fucking come up on your explore page?
What?
Your shit's like so natural.
It's natural, but it's also so sad. Like, I think I clicked on it one time. You told me like once you click on it and you watch
True.
It, they show up. But like recently I've had all these horrible videos and I know it's nature, but it's like a lion attacking a deer.
Sorry,
or
so
a dog
weird.
Attack on a cat.
It's
and
so weird. Like, why is that?
I hate it. And it won't go away.
And we'll get in the car to get Starbucks. And she's like, Shannon, how do we get that away? And then I watch an antelope being attacked by like a
leopard.
Bamboo? Wait, what?
Gotta watch the bamboo trees they attack. Hey,
wait, what am I trying to say?
A bamboon?
A baboon? Baboon!
You guys, I drank so much rosé before this, and now I'm drinking a nutritional, ready-to-drink protein shake, and I think it's really fucking with me. I'm, like, kind of drunk, kind of full. I don't know where I'm at.
Courtney goes, a baboon.
Producer Courtney, a baboon. Okay, anyways, yeah, I don't understand. Like, I really don't. But she'll be like, oh, no, why is it showing me this? I'm like, I don't know, bitch, but the For You page is for you. Like, it is designed for you.
Well, mine is not for me.
All those creepy old men. Have you ever seen this?
Not my explore page.
Have you ever seen this viral video that goes around? It's all these like creepy old men like in politics, and they're like, and another thing, there's nothing on Instagram but scantily dressed naked young women. And everyone's like, you're on your For You page, which is designed for you based on your interests.
That is showing us what you're clicking on.
Yeah, so we know what you're clicking on, my guy. It's an algorithm. They're okay, like an algorithm. What?
To their defense, I wasn't clicking on the animals dying.
You do, because you send them to me and go, why are these popping up? And I'm like, stop sending them to me. They're gonna pop up in my queue now. This is how I got stuck in jail talk on TikTok, although I was really interested in that. Do you know how often they can smuggle in phones in jail?
What are you talking about?
There's a whole TikTok realm where these people are just in jail, but they're on TikTok. Mike would love it, honestly. They show you like how to make different food out of the food they're giving you in prison. He would really like it. Okay, I'm going to shift gears immediately. Transparently, we got to move on. So let's take it on back. Let's take it on back to two of our previous relationships that you and I, when we first met, we were both in. And those are like a catalyst for me because we were young. We were both like very in love. And then we were both best friends at the time. So we both just told each other every little, like, minute detail about this. And I've got a story for yours, and we've got a story for mine, okay? Mm-hmm. We'll start with yours.
Okay.
Transparently speaking, your boyfriend was well off.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I am graduating college. Big deal.
Yeah. Pretty big deal. You dated him the whole time you were in college, yeah. He's much older than you, so, like, he knows it's a big deal.
Yeah, my boyfriend at the time, a lot older than me, not financially struggling by any means, like, can totally get me this gift that he's getting me. Mm-hmm. I'm so appreciative of it. I always wanted this gift. It was at the time I wanted a Yeti cooler. Couldn't tell you why. It was cool. I don't know why I wanted it. I didn't even have a boat or any reason to have a Yeti cooler, but I wanted one.
And those are expensive. So
I think I wanted one because it was this beautiful baby blue color.
Yeah.
And I remember we were like shopping one day and I saw it out and I was like, ooh, I love that blue. I want that cooler. And he was like, noted, I guess, you know.
To be fair, thoughtful.
So, yeah, super thoughtful. So, for graduation, I got my baby blue Yeti cooler that I had mentioned that I wanted. I was super ecstatic.
You sent me a picture. I'm like, this is iconic. So
thrilled. Cool. So, my boyfriend at the time was a touring musician. He had a girl that was on tour with him opening, and we were all friends at the time.
Yeah.
It's funny because here I was graduating college, getting this Yeti cooler that I was super pumped about. And like I said, very appreciative.
I thought it was the coolest thing in the whole world.
Until a turn of events happened that I felt was borderline weird and inappropriate.
It was very inappropriate. But also, might I just say, the distance in time was the kicker. It was like so soon after.
It was 2 days.
It was like 2 days after. You get the Yeti cooler. We're like, I'm like, your boyfriend's the best in the world. I was always team your boyfriend. Like, also, like, he always let us do cool stuff with him because he was a touring musician. Right. But I was like, I love him. He's fun the times. Best. Fun times forever.
Fun times, not the best of times.
Yeah, it was fun times. It was not the best of times. It was a cheating times.
But, okay, so.
But 2 days later, even me, who's like team your boyfriend at the time, right. I was like, bruh.
So cue me graduating from college, getting my gift. They are also ending tour. So at the end of tours, a lot of musicians will do like end of tour gifts.
Yeah, so, it's a common thing. Like, so he toured with a big musician who gave him like a tractor or something,
like a whole ass tractor. So,
like the bigger act gives his opening acts gifts,
right?
So this is like a common thing, and if I don't know if it's a musician thing or a country music thing or whatever, but like it is a tradition that the headliner of the tour will get his or her opening acts gifts as an end of tour gift,
right? Yeah. So he buys this girl an end of tour gift. And I'm like, cool, cute. What is it? Like, you know, I'm friends with her. I'm like, I want to see.
Kids, here's the thing. We were really good friends with her.
Yeah, that's the thing.
So we were like, oh my God, I wonder what he's going to get.
We're like, let's see. What are you going to get her? This motherfucker pulls out.
Sorry, it's so bad.
Black, strappy, red bottoms.
Sexy. Louboutins.
Red bottoms. Heels. And I look at them and I'm like,
why is it so funny to me? Please, please tell me. Oh my God.
Insert a picture of them. Please
tell me that anyone listening to this is as outraged. Like, do you get it, Producer Courtney? Please tell me that I'm not just biased because she's my friend, right? You get your girlfriend of 2-3 years
a Yeti cooler and you get this girl that's like very attractive and like our friend that's touring with you, sexy slingback designer red bottom heels.
It was the designer heels, the price on them, the way they look, the heels. I'm just like,
don't think for one second I didn't immediately look it up. They were $1,350.
And we, which is funny that we talk about this now because like we like red bottoms, but remember looking at them, we were like, ew, those are ugly. Remember, we kind of thought they were ugly.
I think we were just upset. I'm sure they were fine shoes.
No, I think they were, we thought they were ugly. Because we were like, at least they're not like the cutest pair.
I think we were just so gobsmacked that like, I just said that in another podcast too. I'm really clinging onto that word. I think we were truly just absolutely perplexed that like, he really was like, I'm gonna, like, there are so many other things he could have gotten. And he's like, right. I'm gonna get her this like attractive young girl. I'm gonna get her a pair of red bottoms. And 2 days prior, when my girlfriend of 3 years graduated college, I'm gonna get her a cooler. Like, it was just odd, and I don't know how to explain that.
We laugh about it so much.
We laugh about it, but at the time, Taylor was not okay.
She was
not unhinged, but a bitch was unwell. Like, it just didn't feel good.
I mean, I remember texting, like, my mom immediately being like, do you find this weird? My mom was like, that ain't right. Like, something's wrong.
It's, like, weird that, like, I don't know why, because obviously strappy black red bottom heels are not lingerie, but I'm like, what, do you want to see her naked?
It felt like lingerie. It was, like, the same feeling as if he might as well have just gotten her a freaking lingerie set from Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, I don't know why. We were just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
It was just really weird. It was just odd. It was odd behavior. So that was, like, a funny hee hee ha ha story about your ex that also... G2G,
got to go.
G2G, got to go. TTYL. I'm going to need you guys to take these next things I'm about to say very seriously, because if you know me or follow me at all, then you know that I am the self-proclaimed, government-confirmed, 7-time award-winning queen of packing. Seriously, I am. And I have made just about every mistake that you can possibly make with luggage. I've tried them all so that you don't have to. And bar none, the best on the market is Bass. It's like Shay Mitchell, who's the creator of Bass, just reached into my brain and plucked out every single damn it that I have said in regards to anything packing or travel related. And then they fixed it. The way that this luggage will solve all of your problems is insane. Beginning with my personal favorite aspect, the overweight indicator. Tell me why there's literally nothing more embarrassing than holding up a baggage line while every single Judge Judy in the airport looks at the 15 pairs of underwear that you packed for a 2-day trip because your bag was overweight and now you gotta sit there and unzip your bag on the floor and take things out of it. Not anymore. The Bass luggage has this little red dot that'll come up if your luggage is overweight. Iconic. It has got this like squishy, almost like stress ball material cushion on the underside of the handle for comfort while you pull it. And it glides like a dream, because there's nothing worse than a suitcase that doesn't roll right. It's like getting a grocery cart that doesn't roll right. It just ruins your time. Then the Weekender bag is iconic as an add-on to your luggage because it just slides right over to sit on top and every interior pocket you could literally think of. Favorite thing for sure, though, is the genius underneath zipper compartment that shoes go in to save space. It's like, who thought of this? It's so good. Literally, they just thought of everything. But functionality aside, we've all seen Shay Mitchell, and she's about the most fabulous and fashionable gal there is. So you already know that Bass luggage is chef's kiss on the aesthetic side of things. Like, it looks so chic, so trendy, and it always matches the vibe. And we're always trying to be a vibe when we're traveling, you know? I simply will just never use anything but Bass luggage. They also just came out with so many cute colors in addition to their, like, sorry, pause. They also just came out with so many cute colors in addition to their amazing classic colorways. I could honestly just talk about them for hours, but I'll get to the discount, okay? Right now, Bass is offering our listeners 15% off your first purchase by visiting basetravel.com/probably. Go to basetravel.com/probably for 15% off your first purchase. That's BEIS travel.com/probably. Let's now dive deep into my relationship with a guy that I was absolutely obsessed with, who I'm pretty sure, even though we dated for a year and a half, didn't like me.
We have told this story probably 11 times in the past week, and I laugh just as hard every single time.
Taylor does like telling our friends. She never tells strangers, but she does like telling our friends this. She's like, remember when Shannon dated XYZ, which everyone knows that I dated him, because it was, by the way, it was not John Gurney. It was like my very first boyfriend in Nashville when I first moved here, mm-hmm. and I was just enamored with him. I was just like, it was like my first adult to be fair, like I was 20 years old and it was my first, like, I think adult love.
Yeah.
Like I dated guys in high school and in college, whatever. But like, this was like my first relationship and he was, both of us were dating guys way older than us. He was 27. And I just like, I changed my whole personality. I was a chameleon. It was the worst thing ever. Anything he did, I'm like, oh, you listen to like indie records on vinyl. I'm like, that is
so
crazy. Me too. Look at that stack of vinyls right there. I'm actually moving. You guys can't see this if you're listening, but I'm staring at a pile of vinyl records that I bought to convince a man that I liked that music sounded different on record. Yeah, worse. It sounds fucking worse on record.
Especially after ass cracking.
I would much rather listen to it on my fucking iPad, okay? iPad. My lime green iPod Nano. Anyways, yeah, so basically I dated this guy for a year who I'm pretty sure didn't even like me. It's fine, whatever. We don't talk about it. I'll go to therapy. But after a year and 2 months, I think, he had never told me he loved me. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to tell him I love him. I'm unhinged. I'm unwell. I am transparently not okay. And I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm like working myself up. I'm like, I like wait for the right moment. I don't know. I couldn't even like really describe the moment. But I'm basically just like, you know, we're in each other's like face. And I'm just like, I just need to really tell you something. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, I love you. We've been dating for a year and a fucking half, bitch. Like, I literally hope you love him. But anyways, it's beside the point. It was a year and 2 months, to be fair. Anyways, shouldn't be that crazy of a thing to tell someone. But I was like, oh my God, here we go. I gotta tell him. And so I tell him, and he looks at me, and he takes my face into his hands, and he says to me, our noses are touching. I just tell him this. He looks at me and he goes, he says, thank you so much for sharing that. thank you so much for sharing that with me.
You're in therapy.
I literally, I would have rather he bought my really attractive younger friend red bottoms in that moment. That would have been a treat.
I'm gonna pick my side on that one.
I just couldn't even believe it. I felt like,
what
I
did
was,
you say?
I felt like I was on an episode of The Bachelor where someone's like, I could see myself falling for you. And they're like, thank you for sharing that. Like, like, oh my God. Like, it was so embarrassing. Like, I don't know. I was just like, oh, I knew I should have waited till 1 month and 1 year and 4 months. I knew it. I told myself I'll wait till 1 year and 4 months. I knew I should have waited. You know what I mean? Like, when you're just like that delusional that you would think that, like, I thought what I did wrong was I like didn't wait long enough. I was like, surely I just need to wait one more month or something. Like, God. You just like, no, Shannon, he doesn't like you.
The way that we were just so twisted in both of those relationships, we did not know what the hell was going on.
It's so crazy when you're that young and you're just that, like, truly, like, obsessed with the idea of someone. Yeah. Like the idea that you had in your mind of your relationship, to be fair, was not who that man was. And, like, maybe parts of him, yeah, but like the idea that I had this guy was honestly just someone that like liked me back, and I
wasn't much deeper than that.
Yeah, I didn't have to get that deeper, but like, I don't know, I just think about it and I'm like, I wonder sometimes, I know where to find him, I mean, he's still a bartender at a bar we go to often, but like, sometimes I just like, I have no like real, like, I don't have a desire, I'm not like, there's no closure, like, I'm obviously in a very happy relationship, but do you ever just feel curious sometimes? Like, I sometimes wish I could just go to him and be like, so really quick, you have to be completely honest with me, like, no questions asked, did you even like me? Like, I just want to know.
And I feel like his answer would be no.
I feel like he's like, if you really want to be honest, like, I just like didn't know how to break your heart, like, I could tell how much you loved me and I like didn't know how to like break up with you.
You know, one time I had a boyfriend who broke up with me and he said he was breaking up with me because he loved me, but he wasn't in love with me. And I was like, uh-huh, noted.
That's what people say when they get divorced.
I'm like,
I feel like,
what does that mean?
Yeah, but like, that's the thing, like, I feel like if I really sat him down and like asked him, should we do it tonight, should we go to Tin Roof, I feel like if I just like sat him down and was like, listen, buddy, old pal, hey, you.
Hey, old friend.
Hey, old friend. Did you ever like me?
Just wondering. You can be, like, totally honest. Did you ever like me?
Totally honest. Did you ever like me? Even though we dated a year and a half and I told you I loved you and you said thanks for asking, and for Christmas you gave me Ferrero Rochers?
Ooh.
That's another story. Can't ever look at Ferrero Rochers the same. We dated for a year and a half and for Christmas 1 year you gave me Ferrero Rochers. But to that extent, like, it was kind of thoughtful and sweet, and neither one of us really had a lot of money. So, like, that was fine.
Is there something wrong that we're this upset about gifts that we get from guys that we think really like
us? Maybe it's our love language and we don't realize it. People ask me all the time what my love language is, and I always, you never want to say, you know what the love languages are, right?
Yeah.
You never want to say your love language is gifts because it just makes you sound shallow. Yeah. Like, yeah. It's just like you want to be like acts of service.
You words sound of so materialistic.
Yeah, you don't want to say yes, but I
really would prefer the Chanel bag over a hug. Thank you.
I really respect my friend Kate Davis because she openly says it all the time. She's like, Cooper knows, her husband Cooper, she's like, Cooper knows my love language is gifts. Like, he knows. And here's the thing, gifts can be that you walked into a gas station and like he saw a payday and you love paydays and he thought of you and he grabbed the payday. Like, that's a gift, by the way. Mm-hmm. Like, that's someone thinking about you and grabbing something for you mm-hmm. as a little like sweet treat. Like, they don't have to be Chanel bags,
right?
But like,
they're always thinking about you.
Yeah, thinking about you, and they're showing it in the forms of gifts. Like, I do that with people that I love. I buy them things. Like, I just love doing it. The second I started making money, you could not stop me from like buying things for people that I loved. Like,
right.
My parents literally are like, please stop. And I'm like, yeah. I can't. And then actually just up lately, because I have to save money for my house, I'm
your
like, oh my God.
Like, please stop.
Yeah. Everyone in my life, including me, is like, oh my God, I have to stop. But like, I'm not, I'm buying stuff for other people, but I just love to do it.
You're
like,
super giving in that way.
I just, it makes me ecstatic to see the look on people's faces. But some people aren't really good at receiving gifts. Like, my ex-boyfriend did not, like, he feel uncomfortable. He's like, I don't need this. I don't want this. Mm-hmm. So, like, some people, it's very much not their love language. But I think maybe you and I are, well, your ex-boyfriend situation was kind of, that was just fucking weird. That was, we were upset about that because that's weird. But maybe both of us just, our love language is gifts. We got buy each other gifts a lot that we yeah. like.
But, like, if it was your birthday or some big, actual, legit, like, reason to get you a gift, I would never show up with chocolates like he did.
Yeah, that was a tough sell.
That was tough,
especially because, like, you know, they were on sale. Like, Ferrero Rocher's and the gift packages are always on sale around holidays.
Meanwhile, you're just like, I just want you to hug me.
Yeah, meanwhile, I'm like, you don't give me anything. Can you just tell me you like me?
Just tell me you like me.
We've been together for a year. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. That was really tough. That was tough. Okay.
I love you. Thank you for telling me.
Thank you for sharing that. But it was like, it was the way that, like, I really, he set me up for like such disappointment, because like, the way he like grabbed my face in his hands, pulled me close to him and looked at me and was just like,
the drama,
the drama, honestly. Right. And then was like, thank you for sharing that. That was
like, you think he's about to be like, I love you too.
I've been waiting for you to say this, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, no.
You know what's wild to me?
What?
The way that situation went, where how you thought he was gonna like look back at you in the face and be like, I love you too.
Yeah.
It is perfectly the way that your now boyfriend is, and the way he talks to you and the way he treats you.
Oh,
like,
yeah. And it's
hello
funny.
You gotta wait for the good shit,
because you do. Because you know what's still funny, sometimes I'm still like, I don't know if I'm like traumatized, but sometimes I'm still like, there's no way he'll say something. And then he like, what did we called him earlier and I said something funny. I'm like, obviously we don't have kids yet, obviously we don't, like, we're not even engaged or anything like that, but like, if we're talking about kids and maybe you and I would have kids in the future, he's like, what are you, just get to the point. And I'm like, what do you think about, and I like said something about, like, you know, unborn kids. Children that yeah. we don't have. And like, his response, and as soon as it left my mouth, I was like, why'd you say that? And then he's like, his response is everything you could ever hope and dream. He's mm-hmm. like, oh. And then we get off the phone and he texts me like, that made me so giddy, like, I love thinking about you and I having children one day. And I'm like, oh my God.
And that's on finding the one.
And that is on finding the right person and waiting for it, because God damn, I went through some bad ones. They weren't bad. They just weren't right. And that's a great thing to know too. Like,
yeah.
Every guy I dated, like, I don't have one single guy I dated that's a bad person. Like, really, truly, I mean, not one guy I've dated is ever a bad person, but they were absolutely not the right one.
Yeah.
They were not.
It was fun to get to the chocolates and the coolers, but we want the rings.
Yeah. And honestly, maybe it is, you know, that you think, now that you say that, like, James doesn't really get me gifts, but his words of affirmation that he tells me, and like the things he says to me,
can't buy that.
You cannot put a price on those things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I've been waiting my whole life for a man to look at me, say those things and mean it.
Yeah.
And like, I've never had a guy look at me in the eyes and say those things and like, really, I'm like, oh my God, I can see through your soul. And yeah, you literally love me. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing these things with me. Like, I literally, it's just such a good feeling.
Oh God, you really do say literally a lot.
Yeah, I know. Gotta stop. Can't stop, won't stop. Get it. There's a song in there somewhere. My face sheet mask game has elevated majorly. I'm talking self-care to the max, baby. And there's quite literally nothing that I love more than binge watching a show while I sit with a little sheet mask on my face to give myself a little relaxation and also have amazing skincare working in action while I do it. MediHeal is absolutely going to be your one-stop shop for every amazing mask you can think of. They've gone viral for a couple of them, and they're currently Korea's number one best-selling sheet mask brand. My personal faves are the collagen essential mask, because it's going to lift and firm you, and we all want our skin to be firm, don't we? Yes.
Yes, we do. They've also added like 3 times more collagen actives than MediHeal's first generation mask for an even more intensive firming effect. So it's going to be leaving your skin so youthful and so bouncy looking. MediHeal also added a bottle of extra serum to their award-winning NMF Amipool mask. This mask is going to instantly relieve dry skin, and it's going to boost hydration, leaving you moisturized with a dewy, glowy skin effect. And I personally have the world's driest skin, even in the warm summer months. So the Amipool mask has been a game changer for me. Listen, do yourself a favor and up your skincare game with MediHeal's sheet masks. You will not be disappointed. Visit MediHeal's official Amazon store and save 35% on select sheet mask 10 packs. 10 of them. Enter code PROBABLY at checkout. Oh, and also totally go enter MediHeal's TikTok giveaway. It's so good. They're giving away so many masks. Go to MediHeal US on TikTok and enter to win their 30 mask giveaway valued at $70. All you have to do to enter is follow MediHeal US on TikTok and like their giveaway post to enter to win. 3 lucky winners will be selected. So go make all your friends do it too so that you can be chilling with your new fancy face masks. Duh.
Okay, we can wrap it up with one more story. Let me see my list of random stories we have. I do have written down when we waterboarded ourselves at Cane Prime. Cane Prime's a really fancy steakhouse here in Nashville.
Yeah.
Shouts out because it is like one of our favorite restaurants.
And we acted a certain way that we shouldn't act if we go there.
I think we really like perturbed a couple that was like on like an anniversary date or something.
It was definitely a first date. They were giving major like first date vibes, and we were accidentally
plastered
beside ourselves drunk,
not okay
at the bar when we just came there to like grab a light bite.
Unhinged.
We were super unhinged, literally.
It was the drunkest I've seen you in 5 or 6 years.
That's as long as we've been friends.
No, we've been friends for 8 years, you dumb bitch.
Sorry,
it's like she doesn't even care. It's like she doesn't even care. What are you gonna buy your other friend some fucking red bottoms and you're gonna give me a cooler? It's like you don't even care.
I just might.
No, I really haven't seen you that drunk in a really long time. I know you've been like knocked up for a long time as well, but like it was in between you having Novi, you had just had Lola, and we were plastered.
I couldn't tell you how drunk you were because that's how drunk I was.
To be fair, at this very, very classy establishment, which why the fuck were we like, you know where we should go? Came Ryan.
We absolutely should have been kicked out. No questions asked.
I think if we didn't go, we go there really, really often. And I do think because her and I are like obsessed when we go by ourselves.
We always sit in the same spot.
We sit at the bar because when you go by yourself to a fancy restaurant, we don't need the 5-star dining experience where they like come by.
We don't want it. It takes too much time.
It takes too long. You know what I mean? It's really nice when you're with a group or you're with like a loved one. But like if you're just with your girlfriend, like it's kind of nice just go to the bar, have the 5-star food and the booze and the atmosphere and
without
the ambiance.
All the fluff.
Without someone like, you know, telling us about the A5 Wagyu and all the different like points of nature where derived it's from. We're like, it's okay. Anyways, I think the only thing that saved us from truly being kicked out, and like we weren't being like loud and obnoxious, I think just anyone who looked in our general direction would be like, those girls are off their fucking asses.
It was like it was our body language. Like I think we were hunched just over. It was like giggle city. We could not stop laughing about stupid shit.
We were just too.
Were we high?
We were just two drunk bitches. Like we were just so fucked up. And like we were at this bar, and I think, like I said, the thing that saved us from being kicked out was that we go there often and they knew us.
Yeah.
And like the guy truly just like, he's like, what can I get you guys a drink? And we were, thank God, like nothing, for real, nothing, water. And like he served us all this like really nice water and wine glasses, which I don't know if they do that normally or if he was just like trying to be nice to us because we were at the bar but not drinking.
I think they do.
But like he gave us what I was like, water, another one, another round of
Aquapana.
We were waterboarding ourselves because we were like, we cannot go home.
It got to this moment where I think we both at the same time realized how drunk we were.
And that we were going
to
puke.
Because I think we realized, we like looked over to our right and we're like, oh my God, they're on a date next to us and we're being the way that we are.
Yeah, I think I looked at you and was like, if we were sitting beside us right now, we'd be so annoyed. Yeah.
And we were like, Kate. Shape up. Let's chug water. Let's go home.
I was like, we need to eat potatoes. We need to eat steak. We need to chug a lot of water. And we need to be here long enough to sober up a little bit.
Yeah.
And then we need to go home. And hopefully we don't have the spins and both puke. And she's like, right. And
that
I'm like, the
first time in my life that I've ever spent $86 on water.
By the way,
The water was so expensive.
So good, though.
The water
so
was
crisp.
So expensive. And I wasn't like, nah, let's get tap. I just kept being like, oh, no. You're like,
another bottle, please.
Aquapana till we die. Like, it was so, wrong it was so weird. And so I, I remember, though, you said you had to go to the bathroom. And I'm going to be completely honest. Transparently, you were more drunk than me. You were. And so I was like one sliver less drunk than you. Or maybe I was sobering up faster than you. I don't know. But you go to the bathroom. You come back. You're like, oh, no. And I was like, what?
I forgot about this.
I was like, what? And you go, you go, I just went to the bathroom. And I like went in the stall and I closed the door and I fell. And I go, what do you mean? You go, I closed the door and I fell. I don't know. I slipped or something, but I fell. And I go, are you okay? You go, yeah. I'm not hurt. I don't think. But you're like, but it was loud. Like she had closed the door. Someone didn't see her fall, but someone saw a girl go into the bathroom and then heard like, and against the like toilet and the stall doors. And it's not a big bathroom. And it's obviously one of those swanky, nice, like marble, very fancy bathrooms.
Dim as fuck.
Yeah.
So dark.
And she was like, this lady just goes, are you okay? And she was like, I don't know, I sounded drunk. And I was like, yeah, I bet you did. And you were just, I don't remember what you said. You said that you were just like, I'm fine, it's fine.
Couldn't tell you.
You know what? They probably went back and were like, oh my God, some girl's fucking hammered in the bathroom. And you were.
You know, good for
and
me.
You were. Good for me.
You deserve it. Having a good time.
You deserve it, mama.
Oh God.
And we were just talking about this. And I if you listen to this, and I'm really sorry if you're like one of these people, but we just do think it's funny that like all the people that are on Instagram, it's like, okay,
you
mama.
Got it, mama.
You got it, mama. Mama go, needs mama. A drink. Mama, it's like.
Which I will say, like, I do that very lightly because there are times where that's like appropriate. Like,
I don't have children.
If you just have a baby, you're like, congrats, mama. That's like, I like saying that because I remember when people said that to me for the first time, I was like, oh, I'm calling mama. Me mama.
Oh, that's true.
It's when it's used in every in concept of what you do.
In excess. Me.
Mama needs some coffee. Mama's going to the fridge.
Like, mama got mama's a flower. It's like mama.
Actually,
we're not talking so much shit as much as that. It's like, it's just funny because like we notice it more now that like we brought it up. But it's you know what? I'm going to give it to you. Mama needed a drink. You had just had Lola and mama needed a drink. Mama had a drink too many.
Mama had some fun.
We did. I'm not a mama and I had a great time. I was plastered. I don't think I actually think that we did sober each other up enough that neither one of us threw up that night, which was a really big deal.
No,
you
I
threw up.
Okay. Because I said, I was like, I haven't done this since 2 weeks ago, since I gave birth.
You threw up?
Yeah.
When you gave birth?
Through my whole pregnancy.
Oh my gosh. I was like, giving birth, you threw up? God, you've really got it tough.
God.
I was like, I was there. No, you didn't.
No.
When you gave birth to Walker, you were pushing so hard
and
that
gagging.
You were gagging. And I was like, this is not prepping.
Well, I was also just gagging because that's all I do when I'm pregnant is gag.
That's true. So it is so crazy to me. I know we've talked about it 1,000 times, but it is so crazy to me that the second the baby exits your body, you're like,
and I can breathe.
I'm not nauseous anymore. Smells don't bother me.
Yeah.
For 9 months. Nuts.
So weird.
Guys, it's been an absolute honor and privilege. I'm just going to make sure that I didn't have anything else after waterboarding at Kane Prime. By the way, shout out to Kane Prime for not kicking us out. That was really sweet of them.
It was super kind.
We will always be patrons of your restaurant.
Mama thanks you.
Mama says thanks. No, this is stupid. I just said we were obsessed with taking those things at grocery stores that were like, take one. Why did I write that down?
That's for another time. It's like interesting concepts of like shit we did as kids.
Yeah, because like we didn't have phones. Like, so you didn't have TikTok or iPads. So you're like, oh my God, cool. A real estate brochure that you can pull.
Yeah.
Take one. I'm like, take one.
When you were a kid, obviously, like, you weren't driving in a car, but like you would drive by houses that were for sale and they normally had like a take one outside. You don't see that anymore because everything's like online now, but I was obsessed. If I was on a walk and I saw a house for sale, I was 11. I had no interest in buying a house, or could I? But I would take one.
I also, back before you had things to do in cars, I would just say anything that was outside. I'd be like, Hudson Automotive. I would just, anything I would drive by, I'd be like, oh, Ashley Longshore Interiors.
I think that's a trait about you that I don't like.
My mom would be like, yes, that's what we're passing. Like,
I would be like, shut up. You're like a 5-year-old that's like, cloud. Ow!
I think I was 5. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying I was fucking 18 being
bitch,
like.
Bitch, I thought you were talking about like the other week.
No, I just mean like kids our age, like we didn't have like iPads and stuff to keep us company, or like, you know, seat backs with like TVs in them. So like I would just be like riding along and I'd be like, yeah, like cow.
Yeah, like today I was taking Walker swim lessons and we passed a really big building and she was like, is that where cows fart? And I'm like, yes. Yeah, it is. How'd you know?
How did you know that? What else did she say the other day?
Well, what did she say when she came in yesterday? She has no idea what she's talking about when she talks, but when the way she talks, you would think that she has like, she knows what she's doing, and she absolutely doesn't. When she says things, she has no idea the inflection she's using.
She misuses phrases.
She misuses phrases. She comes into your house yesterday, and she looks at you in like this crop top, and what'd she say?
Which I was wearing blue jeans and a crop top, like a white crop top, like nothing crazy. Like I would get it if I had like weird, I would get it if I was wearing what I'm wearing now, like a weird sweater with golfers on it. But like, I'm wearing like jean shorts and a white shirt, and she walks in and I go, hi, Walkie, because Mike was coming by to do something, and just like, oh, grab a bag, and then walk right out. But he brought Walker inside, and I go, hi, and she goes, so what's with the look? And I was like, what? I was like, this, what I'm wearing? She goes, yeah, it's pretty, but what's with the look? And I'm like, wait, doesn't even make sense. Like me, she's confusing me. I'm like, if it's pretty, what do you mean what's with the look? And she was like, what's with the look? And I was like, I don't know, I just felt like dressing up today. And she was like, and like walked away. I'm like, oh my God, did I just get like fucking served by this 4-year-old?
Victimized by Walker.
Yeah, Rachel, have you ever been personally victimized by a 4-year-old in your life? Honestly. Okay, well, we're gonna wrap it up. I love you guys desperately, intensely, deeply, and meaningfully.
Thank you so much for telling me that.
Unhinged. Transparently. This is one of the last podcasts in this setup. Are you excited to move into our new house and have a new podcast
set? Was I the last one to podcast in here?
No, next week we'll have Caitlin Bristow on the podcast and she'll be the last one. But you were the second to last.
That makes you feel good. Kind of like the Yeti cooler.
Caitlin's getting the red bombs, bitch. You're getting the cooler. Bye. Love you.